Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The tariff war shows no signs of ending, and now investors on Wall Street have another worry. Congress can't come up with a government funding plan. Here's correspondent Erica Brown.
Markets continue to tumble, with investors nervous about the economic uncertainty from a looming partial government shutdown.
If there's a shutdown, it's only because of the Democrats, and they would really be taking away a lot from our country.
Canadian officials were in Washington today for talks on tariffs. Kelly O'Grady of Money Watch.
That could set the tone for negotiations that the president could have with other countries like the EU.
A federal judge has ruled the administration must offer reinstatement to federal workers fired during probationary periods. CBS's Jake Rosen.
This judge accused the government of using OPM, a government vehicle, to fire all of these employees instead of actually doing it at the agency level, which he said was necessary. He also said these employees did not have the proper due process to appeal their claims.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Madison City Clerk has been placed on leave just weeks before the spring election. Savannah Tolme Olson has that story.
Mary Beth Witzel Bell has been at the center of the uncounted ballots case when nearly 200 absentee ballots were found after the November election. City staff say the clerk's office didn't notify anyone until weeks later. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is investigating. Commission Chair Ann Jacobs when they discussed it last week.
They find a sealed bag of ballots on November 12th. They don't open it even until November 13th. And then close it back up, and they don't do anything with it until November 26th. What on earth is going on for 2 weeks? And we don't know the answer to that.
Meanwhile, the city is doing its own investigation under the umbrella of the mayor's office. And because of what they found in that investigation, Witzel Bell is now on paid administrative leave. Madison City Attorney will now act as the interim city clerk, and the mayor's office will allocate extra staff to make sure every vote is counted April 1st.
After avoiding public in-person events, Derek Van Orden held a virtual event to talk to Western Wisconsin residents.
Congressman Derek Van Orden held a virtual town hall Wednesday after facing criticism for not holding in-person events for constituents. Van Orden blames what he calls outside agitators for the decision to hold virtual events.
I want to be the most accessible member of Congress possible, and to have somebody screeching in the background that is not having a productive discussion with either myself or their fellow constituents is unacceptable.
Van Orden answered a handful of pre-screen questions, including responses to mass federal government layoffs and funding for the Dairy Business Initiative during the virtual event.
Van Orden said he is planning on doing more virtual events in the future. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers advance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat the Northwestern Wildcats today in the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. The final, Wisconsin 70-63. John Tonjay asked if the Badgers were a little nervous heading into this one after the loss at home to Penn State over the weekend.
I don't think there was too much nerves for me. We knew it was going to be physical. We know every game at this level, especially in conference play, is going to be tough. So we just had to come out here with the right mindset, and I think me and the guys really came with that.
Wisconsin faces UCLA tomorrow afternoon around 1:30 in New York. Marquette winning today in a close one, 89-87 over Xavier at Madison Square Garden. The Golden Eagles advance in the Big East tournament against the number one seed St. John's tomorrow night around 5:30. NBA, Bucks host the LA Lakers tonight in Milwaukee, but LeBron James will not be there. He's back in LA getting treatment for a groin injury. The Bucks trying to snap a three-game losing streak. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. Breezy tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds and a high in the mid 70s. Some showers and storms tomorrow night that will mix in with snow Saturday and windy with falling temperatures. Sunday, sunny but colder, high low 40s. Currently at 62 degrees.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. pregame to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Wisconsin Supreme Court debate between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. We will break it all down with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Greetings, one and all. It is once again time for Seth Faces the Music, the show that's got a flow all of its own. If there's one topic we've tended to neglect here on Seth Faces the Music, it is geography. So let us rectify this situation by starting tonight with rivers, brooks, creeks, streams, whatever you want. They're bodies of water, they're always moving, and they are our theme for tonight. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
Down.
the Reverend Al Green with Take Me to the River, the original version. We'll be hearing the remake at the end of the show today. And before that, we open up the show with Leo Kottke and Cripple Creek. Up next, we have a band that made their bones on college radio in the 1980s before they made it huge in the early 1990s. This next song is from what I consider to be their greatest album. Here's R.E.M., from the classic Automatic for the People, here's Find the River.
taken from me. You really should be here.
The 13th Floor Elevators at their psychedelic best, that was Down by the River. And before that, we had the Alan Parsons Project with One More River. We're going to head back to the 60s once again when we come back to Seth Faces the Music. This time, we're going to head down south Louisiana way to hear some swampy rock and roll with a fabulous singer on top. That's coming up here on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Lower.
Don't bother trying to decipher the lyrics on that one, everybody. That was Cocteau Twins with Road, River, and Rail. And before that, Creedence Clearwater Revival with their hit Green River. If we go back and look at the 1990s in popular music, of course, we come across grunge, which means a lot of different things to a lot of people. And each band kind of had their niche or whatever little gimmick, if you'd like. The next one I'm going to play here probably had one of the most interesting, and as my friend and colleague James J. Maloff likes to relay, they had two lead singers that sometimes sang together, sometimes harmonized, but it made for a very, very distinct sound. Here is Alice in Chains from their classic album Dirt, Damn That River.
I
Natalie Merchant from the album Tiger Lily, which she released not long after she had left 10,000 Maniacs. That was simply River. Up next on Seth Faces the Music, as we continue with our songs about rivers and streams and brooks and creeks, we have the last great single from the last great album of an icon from the 1970s and the 1980s. Don't get me wrong, the man is still performing in his 80s today. He's an amazing man. Can't wait to play them for you right here on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. April is not that far away, and that means another election. Derek Tritz has all the info.
Wisconsin's spring election is just around the corner, with polls opening April 1st from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Deadlines for online and mail voter registration just passed, but if you haven't registered yet, you can still register in person at your municipal clerk's office until 5 p.m. March 28th. Wisconsin also allows for same-day voter registration. You'll just need a government-issued ID like a driver's license and additional proof of residence if your current ID doesn't match your current address. More information can be found at myvote.wi.gov.
Disabled voters won't be able to receive absentee ballots by mail after a court ruling. Here's Jimmy Kuska.
A ruling this week by a Wisconsin appeals court means that disabled voters can't receive absentee ballots by email. The decision means that disabled voters will not be able to receive ballots by email for the spring election on April 1st. Currently, only military and overseas voters can get ballots by email. The groups that brought the lawsuit to give disabled voters the ability to receive emailed absentee ballots said they will not appeal the decision. Republicans said voting electronically from home weakens election integrity.
If you have balance issues, there's a program in Wisconsin Rapids that can help. Better Your Balance, Stepping On, will begin on March 21st at the Southwood County YMCA. This seven-week, evidence-based fall prevention program teaches you steps to take to prevent falls in the future. It happens every Friday from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. through May 2nd. This program is open to members and non-members at the Y. You will need to pre-register with the ADRC. That number is 888-486-9545. Programs are free, but donations are appreciated. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three. Left side, yes, sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it. With the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
spaghetti. Can you lend me a few bucks? Tonight, can you get us a ride? Gotta make it through the tunnel. Got a meeting with a man on the other side. And hey, this guy, he's the real thing. So if you wanna come along, you gotta promise you won't say anything. Cause this guy don't dance. And the word's been passed, this is our last chance. Stay cool tonight, Eddie, cause man, we got ourselves out on that line. And if we blow this one, they ain't gonna be looking for just me this time. And all we gotta do is hold up our end. You stuff this in your pocket, it'll look like you're carrying a friend. Remember, just don't smile. Change the shirt. It's tonight we got style. But Cherry says she's gonna walk, cause she found I took the radio and hocked it. But Eddie, man, she don't understand that $2,000's practically sitting here in my pocket. Tonight's gonna be everything that I said. And when I walk through that door, I'm just gonna throw that money on the bed. She'll see this time I wasn't just talking. Then I'm gonna go out walking.
The Boss, Bruce Springsteen with Meeting Across the River from his breakout album Born to Run. And before that, Billy Joel with River of Dreams. Up next, we have one of the great funk bands of all time. Surprisingly, they're more famous for their horn section, which have guested on just about every record ever made. I'm exaggerating a little, but still, they did create a bunch of really great music. Let's highlight some of it right now. Here's The Tower of Power with Don't Change Horses in the Middle of a Stream.
Five long years we have been together. Your love and understanding has brought us through stormy weather. I must admit, girl, I haven't always been good. But you stuck by me just like you said you would. Hey, I know that enough is enough. But you shouldn't be talking about giving it up. Turning loose might be right, it seems. The wrong decision will spoil all our dreams. In the middle of a stream. Decision will spoil.
the stream. Giddy up, giddy up.
That was Bruce Hornsby and The Range with The River Runs Low from their best-selling album of the 1980s, The Way It Is. That is going to wrap up hour one of Seth Faces the Music for this week. But don't worry, everyone. A whole nother hour is coming up in just a minute. We're going to continue our show about rivers and streams, creeks, brooks, you name it. If it's water and it flows, we're going to be covering it in the next hour. We'll see you in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge in California has ordered the Trump administration to rehire thousands of probational workers let go in mass firings. CBS's Jake Rosen.
The agency head who would actually oversee any administrative complaints that these employees had was fired too. So basically these employees were left with no recourse to try to save their jobs. And today a judge did that for them, at least temporarily.
Several states have sued over the cuts at the Education Department. California's Attorney General Rob Bonta.
Let me be clear. Only Congress can make such drastic changes, not the agency, not the president.
President Trump's negotiator has arrived in Moscow for talks on the Ukraine ceasefire deal. Trump, in a meeting with NATO Secretary General, said he'd be willing to discuss it with Vladimir Putin.
Everybody feels the same way. We want it to stop. It's also a tremendous cost to the United States and to other countries.
On Wall Street, the Dow finished more than 500 points lower. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.